Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
In June of 1910, the World Missionary Conference took place in Edinburgh, Scotland. This conference met for a total of 10 days. It was international. It was ecumenical. About 1,200 delegates from mostly Europe and America and representing all sorts of Protestant denominations came together to spend these days talking about the need for world missions and what world missions can look like in the beginnings then of the 20th century. You can trace the roots of the World Council of Churches, actually, back to the Edinburgh Missionary Conference. The World Council of Churches was established in 1948, and you could pull on the threads of various groups that led up to it, and you'd be taken right back to the Edinburgh Missionary Conference. It was a very pivotal moment in the 20th century. So let's take a look at 5 aspects of the Edinburgh Missionary Conference. First, as we've mentioned, it was ecumenical. Now, at that time, it was predominantly Protestant when we're talking about ecumenical. There were no Roman Catholics present. There were no Greek Orthodox present. There were only Protestant denominations present. But as a term, ecumenical continued to expand and expand and broaden and broaden. So first you talk about within Protestant denominations. Then ecumenical would come to mean Protestant and Catholic and Jewish. Then you would add Islam. Then you would add Eastern religions. Today, the word ecumenical is very broad and very elastic. Well, the second thing about the Edinburgh Missionary Conference is related to that question of the ecumenical movement, and that is the question of inclusivism or pluralism. The Edinburgh Missionary Conference consisted of 8 major reports, and one of them was on this topic, the missionary message in relation to the non-Christian world. And they began raising questions, is Jesus Christ the only way? Is the Bible the true and final authority? Is Christianity, that is, biblically faithful Christianity, is it the only true religion? And so you can begin to see how those questions could be answered in the wrong way and lead to very deleterious and negative consequences. Well, that's the question of inclusivism and pluralism. A third aspect of the Edinburgh Missionary Conference is that it did increase attention to missions. The 19th century, the 1800s, was a great century of modern missions. It was the century of William Carey and missionary expansion. Well, the 20th century witnessed even greater missionary activity. And during the 20th century, this missionary activity was carried on even during and despite of world wars. Travel got much easier, and so missions expansion increased. So the 20th century was a great century of modern missions. One aspect of this in particular is our fourth thing, and that is the impact on Africa. Of course, leading into 1900, Africa was dominated by Islam and by the folk religions that were across the continent. But after this conference, significant attention was given to Africa, and there was this major push of missions into the continent of Africa. One book chronicling this was published in 1925. It was entitled Africa, an Open Door. And so the Edinburgh Missionary Conference inspired and encouraged mission endeavors in Africa. Well, fifthly, the Edinburgh Conference served to remind the delegates and the constituencies they represented of the great need of the big world that we live in. In 1910, the world's population was 1.5 billion people. In June of 2020, the world population is estimated at 7.7 billion. It's a big world, and that's a big need. Well, that's the 1910 Missionary Conference, and I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I have a quote for you here as we finish off this episode from those Puritan prayers put together in the Valley of Vision. O Holy Spirit, you are willing to help my infirmities, to show me my need, to supply words, to pray within me, to strengthen me.